Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to be talking about how short people burn more calories walking than tall people.
Finally,
an advantage for people being shorter than taller. Much better. See, everyone should be like Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. Because we both of us together, we're about 6'2".
Yes.
So the main thing is, scientists have come up with a new equation to determine how much energy people actually use while they're walking. And the equation, it has many different applications, but the main thing is that it could be used to design pedometers, and it could be used to design, devices that predict how much calories people burn, which takes into consideration the person's body size, and all sorts of stuff. It's really good for the military because the military can now also factor in how many calories a soldier will need in the battlefield based upon their stride. Whereas, the small guys now are getting beat up because they have to lug the same kind of weight that big guys go, because they're saying, the height shouldn't really be a factor. And it really is. And what happened is there's a study that was done. And what they did is they looked at people from ages from 5 to 32, and they had them walk on a treadmill. And they had them walking at speeds between 0.9 miles to 4.3 miles per hour. And they varied in weights from 35 to 195 pounds. And they also had them, I think the height was from 3.5 feet to 6 feet. And what they found is that everyone used about the same amount of energy for each stride that they took. But because people who are shorter or have short legs take more steps to cover the same distance as the people who have longer legs and are taller, the short people use more energy over a given distance. What do you think about that?
So they take more steps, so therefore they're burning more calories.
Exactly. So,
how much more?
For instance, somebody that's 5 feet tall, weighs about 100 pounds, they burn about 0.44 calories per pound of their total body mass, about 49 calories to walk 1 mile, while someone who's 6 feet tall and weighs 190 pounds burns 0.37 calories per pound, about 71 calories total, to walk the same distance. So it's one of those things where it's definitely more advantageous to be shorter now if you want to burn more calories. Now, it doesn't mean, I don't want people to think, you have to be short to lose weight, but it's definitely something to consider now when you're putting in those factors on the treadmill and you're walking or running going, wait a minute, I thought I'm burning more calories. So good stuff.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.